brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. For many parents, considering the mass of products available to use on your baby's skin can be extremely daunting. There are thousands of brands that market themselves as safe for babies and young children, but are parents always convinced? Ingredient considerations are a serious factor for mums and dads that want to do the best for their children. Today, we're going to talk to two mums and experts on baby care products to get their valuable insight into making positive choices for your baby. Joining me now is Helen Little, who's the founder of the blog Natural Beauty with Baby. Thank you very much for joining us today, Helen. It's lovely to have you on the show. And I'd love for you to start by telling me a bit about the whole blog site and how it came about. How did it come to life?
Well, it was really after my son was born, and I was sort of sitting feeding him all the time, as you do when you're a new mum. I really was interested in natural skincare at that point. But once my son was born, it really skyrocketed because I didn't want to use anything that might harm him or, you know, that might he might become sensitive to. So I really got into looking at ingredients and looking at different brands I could use for him. And from there, it sort of took off and I started to write about those things as well. And because I thought it would be nice to share what I was learning with other people and hopefully meet other like-minded people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, pregnancy is definitely a time, I think, for most mums, especially the first pregnancy, where you really do become quite hyper aware of everything you're putting into your body and what you're putting onto your skin. That's quite common, isn't it, with mums?
It definitely is. I think so. I think you really become aware of everything that you use and everything that you want to put on your own skin as well, especially if you're breastfeeding, because there is that element of what could be transferred to the baby. And, you know, you're in close contact with the baby a lot of the time. Your skin's touching theirs and they really don't want anything to, you know, sort of sensitize him or, you know, become an allergen for him or even sort of upset the breastfeeding journey as well, you know, with sort of very strong fragrances and things like that.
And what topics do you focus on with your blog? What areas do you tend to dive into the most?
It's mostly skincare, but I've just had my third baby, so we're sort of returning to baby skincare and also well-being, you know, sort of trying to stay happy as a mum and finding time for yourself when you're a busy mum. I think that's a really important element of skincare is, you know, it's the self-care side of things as well. And although skincare isn't self-care, it's important if you do enjoy skincare, that could be a route for you to, you know, to try and find some peace and calm in your day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, I mean, what I tended to do with my little one when she was, I mean, she's nine now, but, you know, when she was a baby, I found at first, you know, I was really rushed off my feet. And like you say, you're breastfeeding one minute, you're busy doing stuff the other minute, trying to keep the house clean and tidy that's best you can. And the very last thing you tend to think about as a mum is yourself and, you know, any sort of ritual with just pampering yourself a little. And it's lovely, isn't it? If you find more natural products, you can actually involve baby a little bit more and you find that extra time for yourself, because whilst you're putting some cream on your face, you can be rubbing something into their tummy and just, you know, it gives you that little bonding time as well, doesn't it?
It's true. It's a lovely way to bond with children. I think if you can find the right products that are suitable for mum and baby, you can sort of even share skincare products, which is lovely. I mean, my middle daughter, she's three, and she just loves to play with skincare. I mean, my son doesn't mind at all. Yeah. My daughter, she loves to play with lip balms and oils and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets worse, believe me. Mine now dives right into my makeup bag and comes out with all of it on. So, yeah. So, I mean, you talk a lot about natural products. Do you think that parents, it's going a step further. So we've got natural products and then we've got clean products, which are really a step beyond, aren't there? And clean products really focus on eliminating certain ingredients that they, you know, that these brands believe shouldn't be included within any sort of skincare or body care products. Do you feel the same? Are there any particular ingredients that you would absolutely avoid?
I think for babies, there's definitely a list of ingredients I would avoid. And, you know, even though some of them, you know, science sort of argues that they're okay and it's all right in this concentration, it's kind of the case of, do you want to take the risk or can you find things that don't have those ingredients at all and maybe just try those instead? Because there's a lot of choice out there now. And as for ingredients, I'll probably avoid anything with fragrance for a baby, whether it's essential oils or synthetic, just because it can be quite harsh and triggering for allergies and things.
Yeah.
And definitely alcohols and things like that. I mean, some alcohols are are fine. You know, fatty alcohols can be good for the skin, but obviously there's different types of alcohols. I mean, you can get quite involved learning about them, but as a general rule, I'd say alcohol.
Yeah, something
to avoid, and mineral oils as well. Not because I think they're sort of toxic, and I think that they're sort of, you know, they're not lacking in nutrition. They don't contain the sort of living element of a real vegetable oil. So that would probably be the three that I would stay clear from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can sort of refer to the internet for lots of lists of things to avoid. But I think if you do stick to a few trusted brands, you can stay well clear of a lot of the bad ingredients that you wouldn't like to use anyway.
I'm sure there's some mums listening to the show today who would be really keen with your, you know, because you have spent the time, you've taken the time to do the research. What are your go-to brands for your babies? I'm sure mums would love to hear that.
Yeah, I'd say Weleda is a great brand for children and for mums. They obviously care about the sort of whole parental journey as well, with the products are really tailored to mums and babies, so you'll find breastfeeding and nappy change and massage and everything that you would need. And Green People as well.
Yeah, lovely.
They're sort of very big brands, so there's also some smaller that are independent. And I've found out sort of over the years it's been very nice to use smaller brands because they really care about children, and because their children have suffered with skin complaints.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's obviously a product born from the need to help their own children, which I think is really lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brands like Nom Nom, Innocences and Odaleek, they're a bit smaller, but the products are really fantastic.
That's lovely.
I'd sort of recommend any of those.
Brilliant. And how often do you put a blog out on your website? How often do
they go out? Every week normally. And okay. I even managed when my baby was born as well, just because I wrote her birth story and I found that very healing, you know, and very sort of nice to get everything down. And yeah, so there's also quite a lot of parenting stuff on there too.
Yeah, lovely. And what's the website address so people can go and visit it and have a look?
That's right. It's www.naturalbeautywithbaby.com.
Lovely. And you're on Instagram as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's at naturalbeautywithbaby.
Lovely. Brilliant. So people can go
and... I'm quite active on Instagram as well.
Sorry, say that again.
Quite active on Instagram.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, that's brilliant. I think when you write a blog post like you do, you know, women want to connect with you, don't they? And it's that lovely chance to engage with you, which I think, you know, Instagram's fantastic for. So, I mean, do you find you get mums messaging you, asking direct questions?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. And it's, you know, there's a lot of chat on there about skincare, and it's a really lovely place. I've met some fantastic people and also met them in person too. I'd really recommend, sort of, if you get involved with people on Instagram, it's lovely. It's a really nice community.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a lonely time for a woman, can't it? Especially when you're breastfeeding and maybe your husband or partner has gone back out to work. You know, you feel, especially I think with baby number one, you feel a bit bound to the house and a bit like a milking machine, really, don't you? But, you know, so having that connection with other mums that are in a similar position, I think is a real lifeline to some mums as well, isn't it?
Definitely. It's really nice, you know, to find people in the same position and to relieve the stress a little bit and the loneliness a little bit, because it can be quite lonely on your own breastfeeding a baby. And especially with COVID and all the restrictions about baby groups, it's been harder to just get into baby groups and things like that.
Yeah, sure.
We found we were cut off from a few of them, which was hard. But yeah, it's nice to meet virtually with people in that case.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the COVID thing, I just wanted to touch on that, actually, because, you know, obviously the pandemic has affected all of our lives in such a humongous way. And, you know, it's often, I think, you know, parents with very young babies and children have been sort of overlooked a little bit throughout all of this time. And like you say, there's that disconnect to those regular groups that you might go to. People have really suffered with that, haven't they?
No, it's been really hard. I think it's... yeah, it's just something where, you know, you don't want to expose yourself and your family to COVID, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's really isolating because you don't have what you had before. And I think when you become a mum, it's sort of a whole new thing where you really need to build up a family of people who are also mums, because maybe your old friends aren't in the same position. It's a hard time. And I think with my first, it was a few years ago, so we've really only suffered with my second and my third children. But I've tried to stay in touch with people and, you know, have socially isolated play dates, which has been okay.
Yeah, not quite the same, but at least the house stays a little bit tidier. It's quite nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, Helen. It's been lovely to chat to you. And as Helen says, check out her blog, naturalbeautywithbaby.com and check her out on Instagram as well.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, joining me now is Lucy Toseland-Bolton, who is the senior editor at Baby Centre and the co-host of Parent Pod, which is the Baby Centre's own podcast. So thank you for joining us today, Lucy. It's lovely to meet you. Tell us a bit more about Baby Centre, if you can.
Hi, Natalie. So Baby Centre is one of the leading pregnancy and parenting websites. So internationally, it's one of the biggest. And in the UK, it has a sort of a really big, important role in for parents, for pregnant mums who are expecting their child, giving them lots and lots of information about what to expect through pregnancy. So it can be anything from how your baby's developing or what stage that kind of fetal development is, but also kind of about them and their self-care and what's important, you know, everything from antenatal appointments, what they're going to find out when they see their midwife, to birth choices, labour choices, what they might want to have in their birth plan, in their hospital bag. And there's lots of different information on the website, you know, covering all the things that they might want to find out about. And then it goes all the way through to when they've had their baby and then up to school age, really. You know, the core audience is the sort of the baby stage, but we cover up to sort of preschool as well.
Yeah, lovely. And I mean, a mum myself, I know how daunting it can be when you first realise, you know, you're expecting, especially your first child. You know, it's so exciting, but also a real minefield, isn't it? And I don't think Dr. Google helps that much, to be honest with you. So I think it's lovely that mums have a website they can turn to that's sifted through all of the rubbish information, the non-information, and gives them a one space to go to. Do you get that sort of feedback from mums?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Baby Centre, one of the big things about Baby Centre is that the information, the sort of core information, is medically evident. So it's from, you know, scientific research. We would never tell anybody to do something, or, you know, we'd never say, oh, you absolutely, you should, you know, breastfeed or you shouldn't breastfeed. The whole point of it is that it's looking at the evidence on every topic and then giving you, presenting that evidence, you know, as objectively as possible. So I think that that's really well received by our audience, that they can like look at all the information and go, okay, this is possibly the choice for me, or this is kind of where I've ended up in my journey. And then that's across the board of all the information and the content that we have. And that's gone through lots of different experts. We have what's called our medical advisory board, and that's, you know, doctors, midwives, sonographers, health visitors, so everybody that's on that. So that's been seen by clinicians. It's not just somebody writing it. And we also have information on there that's or content on there that's called opinion content, and that is very much a kind of a personal perspective. That's sort of more of a blog style content that's about, you know, things that you might say, like, oh, I feel lonely as a mum, or I'm a dad of triplets and this is how my first year was, things like that. So that's kind of, there is that content on there as well. But yeah, the core information is, you know, all been through experts, and it's kind of presenting you with all the information available and then letting you make your choice. And we feel that's kind of a really important part of the website.
Yeah, excellent. And obviously this show is all about talking about beauty and how that affects us.
Yeah.
And actually, during pregnancy and through the early years of a baby's life, a lot of mums really reconsider the type of products that they're using on their bodies, don't they? And also, you know, there's a huge consideration for mums on what type of products they should expose their own babies to. What can you talk to us about that? Do you think that mothers are really starting to consider more the types of products they're using on theirs and their baby skin?
Yeah, I think mums and dads, I think they kind of are worried about, you know, what to use. I think, like you said, you know, when you become a parent for the first time or you're caring for a child, it is incredibly overwhelming about, you know, in everything that you're doing, is this the right choice that I'm making? But when it comes to looking after them and cleaning them and, you know, giving them a bath, it can be really, really confusing. I think even, you know, I know when I was pregnant, one of the things that I wanted for my children, I didn't want them to have a bath immediately. And that's because I'd looked up the information about, you know, when a baby's born and they have all that kind of like white stuff, waxy substance on them called vernix, that's actually, you know, I felt for me, for my child, that it was important that I wanted to just let that soak in for their skin. You know, another parent might choose them that they would like their child to have, you know, have that wiped off. So I think some of these choices, it can feel quite overwhelming in what you do choose for your own baby and what's important for them. And also the decisions that you're making for them in those kind of maybe even first few weeks, how that might affect their skin going forward. I think obviously you want to keep your child clean. You know that's important. And I think a really big aspect of that is also the routine of it. It's really lovely. It's a really wonderful thing when you're a new parent, is to have bath time and to have that kind of that part of the day. I think it's really important for a baby and a child. You know, my children are older now, but it's still important to have that kind of as a key sort of winding down time, and also possibly even a fun time. You know, babies love splashing around in the bath, don't they? It's really important. But I think the products that you use on them is important to make sure that it's not causing any damage. I think the big thing about babies is that their skin is different to adults. So their skin is far more delicate. It's far, far thinner than an adult skin. So the things that we can tolerate on our skin, you know, they just aren't suitable for a baby. So that's why there is a huge range of baby products out there that it might be tempting to think, oh, I'll just, you know, pop in a bit of my own bubble bath, but actually that's going to have perfumes in it. It's going to have much stronger cleaning ingredients that really aren't suitable for a child, a baby that has much, much thinner, more delicate skin. So it's much better to use products that are more suitable for a baby.
Absolutely. So yeah, definitely looking in the kind of the products that are aimed more at a child's skin is great, but can we trust all the baby brands out there? Are there certain ingredients that are still included within certain brands that you would recommend, or you as a mother as well would actually say, actually, I wouldn't want to use that particular ingredient on my child's skin?
I mean, I would personally, for me, talking from my point of view, I would only use the products that are suitable for a baby or a child. So and that is the information that we have on Baby Centre, and there's lots more information on skincare and bathing babies and what ingredients mean as well. And that's all included on Baby Centre for more information. So I think using products that are suitable for babies, that are labelled suitable for babies, means that, you know, that gives us a lot of reassurance that those ingredients are the ones that are the best, or the best that we know at the moment for our child. I mean, I think natural is an interesting one that a lot of people are looking for at the moment. There's definitely a huge draw to that. And, you know, I personally would feel that too. But I think natural also has to be taken with a little bit of care, because, you know, natural products, there's lots of products, you know, tobacco and arsenic are natural products. But obviously, if they're natural in a baby product, then, you know, that's obviously a nice one. I mean, in our Love It Awards, we have five products that we have awarded certain baby skincare products. And the natural organic element did come out from parents that is something that they like, that they look for, that they are happy about when it's in their baby and baby products that they're using on their child. So I know Burt's Bees was one that a lot of our parents in our Baby Centre community really felt was an important part of that product, because it is 98.9% natural. But, you know, it doesn't mean to say that another product that hasn't got quite as high percentage isn't okay for a baby. You know, it's not all about that. I think it's about just knowing that the ingredients used are suitable. Yeah. I mean, one thing that parents often want, and it they shouldn't be in most products, is things like sulfates or parabens or dyes. That's something that parents often don't want to see, and they shouldn't be in there. And that's, I mean, sulfates are the sort of the foaming agent, which is, I think, quite an interesting thing in terms of the fashion of how things have changed. I think in the kind of, you know, 70s and 80s when I was sort of younger, I think, you know, seeing babies with really, really foamy hair meant that it was really, really clean hair. And that's kind of what we wanted to see as parents. But I think now we've moved away from that, and it's not so important. We don't want to, like, make sure our baby's really, really clean. We want to make sure that the products are safe and protecting them and nourishing them and moisturizing their skin and making sure that, you know, they're ready for the next, you know, the next day when they're crawling around on the floor or going outside and having the wind touch their face, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a real rise in people sort of taking the beauty at home, so DIY baby beauty products. Have you seen that? Have you noticed a lot more people trying out making products at home?
I think there's a little bit of that. I think one thing that we have seen a lot of in terms of, again, from our parents that we know through our community or through our app, is that one thing that is making your own kind of chicken pox solution, which is putting oats in tights and then putting that in the bath. Yeah. And I think that's definitely one thing that is quite common with trying out those kind of solutions. But obviously you still have to sort of take care of what you are putting on your child, you know. And like I said, you know, natural doesn't always mean the best. So but, you know, oats are definitely something that is even used in quite a lot of the mainstream brands now. I mean, Aveeno Baby, you know, that's based on collodial oatmeal, and that's considered really good for babies with sensitive skin. So, you know, I think that's definitely something that people are looking for and thinking, oh, that must be, you know, good for my baby.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's lovely about that is that's a real ancestral knowledge, that's something that it's a knowledge of an ingredient that's been passed down over generations, and it's kind of had a bit of a rebirth with parents and individuals. I suppose in our own self-care, we're becoming a bit more aware of, you know, old ingredients, old plant-based ingredients and their benefits on the body, and that obviously transfers to a baby's body as well. So that's actually really lovely to hear in terms of family. I think that's something that me as a mum, you know, I love listening to what my grandmother, her mother taught her and her mother taught her, you know, and passing that down. And it's lovely that brands like Aveeno are embracing that as well and making it easier for parents. So tell us a bit more about the podcast. What sort of issues do you discuss on that?
So the podcast is it runs straight away from week 6 of pregnancy. So as soon as you know you're pregnant, up to 12 weeks of your newborn. And so, and that, it covers everything. It covers kind of the emotions around pregnancy, the emotions around becoming a parent. It covers the fetal development of what stage your baby's at. It covers some of the things that you need to do, even say maybe around finances, around, you know, maternity pay, allowance, things like that. We have midwives are interviewed, dads are interviewed, single parents. So it's kind of, it covers all the different bases week by week when you're going through it. So because it's a very strange thing, I think, having, when you're pregnant or even having a baby, particularly in those early stages, you know, when you're kind of get to sort of 5, 6, 7, you know, you're not doing it week by week, but in those really early stages, things do change very much. And I think even how you're feeling emotionally, I mean, once you've had your baby, you can have a bit of a kind of a hormonal crash after sort of around a week. Things like that are very different, you know, from even, you know, a month in, 2 months in. So we cover everything from the physical, the emotional, what's happening for you and your baby.
Yeah, brilliant. And where can people access that podcast? Because I imagine there's a lot of listeners listening in thinking, oh, I could really do with that. I could do that support.
Well, so you can download it from all the major podcast platforms, you know, Apple, all those places. We also, if you can sign up to our Baby Centre app, that's another really, really good source of information. Mm-hmm. So if you register with Baby Centre, download the app, you will get links to the podcast through that as well as kind of, you know, going through your pregnancy and having your child week by week. So people find that that's really useful, as well as we have stage letters and bulletins, and obviously the website, which is babycentre.co.uk. And the podcast is available through all of those channels too.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Lucy. I really appreciate your time, and the advice I think you've given us is brilliant. Thank you.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's now time for the brand spotlight section of the show, and this week's brand and its founder are incredibly fitting for busy and stressed parents. Laura Morgan is the founder of aromatherapy brand Centered, and her expertise and knowledge of self-care and mental well-being offers us all wonderful advice on how to tackle life and all its chaos. Joining me now is the pretty wonderful Laura Morgan, the founder of Centered. Believe me, you're going to want to listen to this. We've got some really juicy things to talk about. So first of all, Laura, let's let you tell us a bit about Centered and how it all came about, and tell me a bit more about the products.
So like I think all good enterprise stories, you know, Centered came out of a need for me to find a solution, a personal solution for something that was missing. And I think you shouldn't today be developing a product that doesn't have a real need in society. We've got enough waste, we've got enough product, we've got enough stuff. But 13 years ago, I ran a global business selling to hotels in 110 countries. And in my last year before I very luckily sold that business, I was traveling to hotels and I recognizing that I was using the aromatherapy oils that my mother had given me following one of those wonderful mother and daughter exchanges from a few years earlier. I'd started to depend on these oils, but truthfully, I'm not in the shower when I'm having a meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it into a sodding diffuser when I arrive in my hotel room feeling like chewed string and wanting to collapse. Yeah. When actually the truth is I have to turn into wonderful mother, call home, you know, take a breath like I just have, because every time I think about this story, it makes me emotional. But, you know, that moment where adults juggling everything sometimes have to reset, right? And my mum had said to me, taught me this mantra, which is you just need to stop. You need to inhale. So you take a deep breath. And then the exhale is when you've injected your body with that magical oxygen that is free. But the truth is that your mindset is lifted. Yeah. Right. So Centered came about because it's that feeling where you fill your body with oxygen. And my team loathed me for saying this, but the whole Centered brand, which is, of course, dyslexically spelt with an S and then the centered feeling. So it's a centered, centered, as some people pronounce it. But the point of the story is that my mum and I argued whilst I was breastfeeding, trying to put some food on the table for the kids, pretending that I wasn't tired, whilst apparently winking at her unbeknownst because I had a twitch because I was so tired.
Yeah.
And in addition to which, I was holding onto the hands of a chair, you know, the arms of a chair, because I was trying to force air into my lungs because I was stressed. And Centered came about because I wanted to make what is the most wonderful craft of aromatherapy, which goes back centuries of expertise, natural aromatherapy, but I wanted to make it modern day, portable, not earthy, crunchy, but an absolute natural solution that allows somebody to have a pocketable balm, a brilliant, already pre-blended combination of products that allows them to take a more positive journey through their day.
Yeah.
So it's only six fragrances. And, you know, of course, sleep is our number one seller. So Sleep Well is the restorative everything in life. If we get a good night's sleep when we're feeling low, when we need something, sleep is where you start. And again, sleep is free, right? But we can adjust our mindset into a better sleep state using a good tea, a night therapy, and then, you know, the application of common sense stuff like get off the digital. So before I go into that rant, and there are, you know, meaningful other transitional fragrances, particularly at the moment, and very sadly this morning, gradually it appears going into the next lockdown, where the anxiety and the stress of the world is rising, but actually a small tool, a balm, you know, an affordable moment of stop, inhale, reset, which, by the way, you can still just breathe your way to better health, which I will talk about. I'm just so excited to have the brand. It's growing, and I'm very proud of my team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know I've used your products before. I know I can vouch for how tremendous they are. And you're quite right. We all, oxygen's free. We can all take that pause and have that deep breath. But actually, the scent, the aromatherapy scents that we get from your balms, helps to take your mindset to another level again, doesn't it? Can you explain?
Yeah, and there's scientific evidence where the hypothalamus, which we kind of condition. So actually, I'll share with you my most up-to-date. I was in Boston last week. It was the Global Wellness Summit, unbelievable gathering. And because it was in Boston, we had loads of eminent, really scary scientists in the room and people from the Clevedon Clinic. And, you know, the evidence that says today, whilst we have our genome, and we've understood because we can decode it, that of course we all grow up in our children, you know, in our child years going, I'm never going to be like you, to our parents. The truth is 25 to 35% of us, or something like that, you're going to get to that epiphany where one day you sound like your mother, you know, and you laugh at yourself and you go, oh my God, that was so, exactly. So that's only a small percent. And the fact is we now know that we can condition our genes. And there is scientific proven evidence that the quality of what we consume, i.e. what we eat, our nutrition, and the environments in which we choose to live and where we take ourselves and where we place ourselves and whether we sweat, meaning exercise, not all of us sweat as much as I do, but it is absolutely brilliant that literally last week there were doctors at Harvard saying 90 is the new 40, and they are not joking.
That's phenomenal.
But it's dependent on us, right? Yeah. That conditioning. And the other amazing statistic, I think this audience who are, inverted commas, on my side, or the audience of the natural therapy.
Yeah.
Natural therapy is these exercise things. It's all of these other parts. But this other doctor says that 85% of disease that is known today is tackleable, as in we can push it back and we can survive if we adopt good health habit. Yeah. And that can be done naturally. And it applies to every disease. 85% of disease is preventable if we don't get overweight, if we do exercise and use this marvelous engine that we've been born with. Yeah. And if we can breathe. And I am, you know, clearly passionate about the use of hand and touch, because therapy and balm, you know, we now have a brilliant Sleep Well massage oil, which is nut-free, it's allergy-free, and we're not bringing products to market that aren't exceptional and available to all. So it's even for pregnant women.
That's
the Sleep Well bath oil. But the point is that this touch thing, the way we smile, right? The way we smile at others, we can improve others' days. We can laugh at ourselves. Everything I'm talking about is pretty much free, right?
Yeah.
It's just effort.
Yeah, sure. And that, and it is just changing your mindset, isn't it? It's, you know, when you're in that moment, like you described, you know, you're busy mum, young babies, trying to get dinner on the table. I can empathise so much. We're a family of four children. It's bonkers crazy. You're trying to run a business. You're trying to create a radio show that's interesting to people. And you know, actually the one person that goes without is myself. And
always.
Actually the one person that needs that recharge and that centering is myself. And actually what I find is products like you've created, you're quite right, there are so many free things I can do, but having a specific product helps me to donate that time to myself. So it's oh, hang on, I'm going to have my bath. I'm going to get ready for my bed, and to do that,
brilliant,
I'm using the bath oil,
brilliant,
night bath oil.
And stop thinking that's a treat. Actually, that's self-care. And we all need to maintain our bodies like we maintain a car, because the car doesn't work if we don't maintain it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
This stuff should be like brushing your teeth. So I put my Focus Balm on by my toothpaste in the morning because I get my minty uplift. We should treat self-care like brushing our teeth. And then you know, depending on what the day throws at me, I might be having escape by 9:15, because right now my husband's got COVID and he's in room upstairs, and I get texts off, you know, asking for coffee and toast, and I'm like,
so you've turned into a maid as well. I can empathize with that. But how do you think, you know, you've just touched on COVID and the pandemic, and that lovely term self-care, and you know, that was a term that I really think became a bit more prominent, didn't it, during the first lockdown especially. People started to actually recognize a link between a little bit of devotion to self and time for self makes you a better person to present yourself to the world. Have you found an increase in interest in your types of products throughout the pandemic? Do you find more people asking questions about them, and people that you wouldn't imagine would be interested before that?
Something that's magnificent is the conversation about mental health issues, right? Finally, it's not an embarrassment, and we're not doing that ridiculous, in my case, British stiff upper lip, or, you know, keep your feelings to yourself, nobody else, you know, all of that rubbish that was kind of arcane, historical, unhelpful, uselessness. And by the way, I'm just as guilty, you know, I had a daughter that went through her troubles, and social media is damaging children. But the answer is that very sadly, there is an appalling, you know, appalling rise in issues around health and wellness. But the good news, and there is always silver lining to clouds, right, is I genuinely believe the younger generation, the less dinosaur leaders, are looking at a better balance of work life. They've seen their staff probably work harder from home, this you know, but have a better life because they've got time for a bit of fitness, or they've got time not to put the dog in care, and therefore, you know, because there's financial health, there's physical health, there's a million healths, right? But mental health, and this is what I believe, I fundamentally believe that centered is the mindset therapy, because I've enabled through a scent mechanism for you to have a tool in your pocket. The bottom line is I don't go and exercise unless my mind tells me to go and get changed, right? It doesn't just happen, right? But actually, there's a guy, Dr. Michael Broyce, he's known as the sleep doctor. He's a brilliant knowledge on sleep. And he also talked last week, and he's got a book called Energize. And, you know, he said, actually, there are physical small things. You know, I'm not suggesting we all have to don our lycra, but in COVID, some of the silver linings, I saw more people out walking, just walking, right? That's free. You don't have to join a gym. And by the way, you couldn't go to a gym. But equally, we know that community matters. So gyms, they need our support. We need to stay in communities exercising together. We know that when we weight loss, if we have a buddy that helps us with, maybe we've put on, I mean, apparently the average COVID pounds in America was 19 pounds people put on.
That's really significant, isn't it? Because that's awful. Difficult to get back off. You know, that's without,
not easy.
Without,
and therefore you need a program and you, but a buddy. And actually, you know, just eating the right stuff in the first place. I mean, I've changed the way my plate looks, which is, you know, we need to eat less meat. And I've always, you know, I'm not particularly good at red meat. I don't particularly like it. But I now have changed the order of the volume of what's on my plate to be much more green. And I'm a simple bird. So, you know, I get it, right? But I can look at the visual of more green proportionally, less fish, less meat volume. I'm already feeling a million times better.
Oh, you really do. You really do. The benefits of eating, and plants, basically, isn't it? You know, more of a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
The benefits are humongous.
Yeah.
But like what you're touching on, it's the holistic approach to this, isn't it? It's the, you know, looking at your diet. It's looking at how much you exercise. And you don't have to be part of an expensive gym. You can just literally go out and walk, or do your gardening, or, you know, borrow the neighbour's dog and take it out for a walk. You know, there can be any excuse to do it. And then it's the whole stop, regularly stop. And you're quite right. Having that ability to work from home allow people more time to pause. You know, you weren't rushing from one meeting to the other. You didn't have to make yourself look ridiculously over busy in order to justify your role. You know, people could be efficient and have that time for themselves. And so, yeah, I think attitudes are changing a lot, aren't they, for the better.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, we've got to still share. So at the end of every day, I'm 53 years old. I've been in, you know, business for more decades than I want to really admit. I still write because mentally it's my adjustment for close down.
Yeah.
I write my things to do list at the end of the day for the next day. And that's my switch off, right? So there are skills and there are tips that we can learn from each other. You know, I don't have coffee past 11 o'clock. I know it's not doing me any good. I might, you know, and I've made all of the mistakes. I'm not a blinking saint, but more now than ever, if we can cultivate habits and share skills and support each other, particularly if ultimately, you know, we're going to be in the flow of a vaccine where there's going to be a different way of living, which undoubtedly we've changed forever, I believe. Yeah. You know, we need to think about the sharing, because again, sharing's free. I mean, one of the things we've done, you know, in our business is we say to somebody, you know, one of the best things you can do is even for under $10, you can send somebody a miniature balm and a handwritten note. And I believe that the note is as important as giving them a touch of kindness. So the touch remains in touch, right? So you can buy a product and, you know, send someone some bath salts for a bath. I don't sell bath salts, but, you know, my point is this, right? I'm utterly clear that a small packet, an envelope, a kindly written card can change someone's entire week, day and month, because it can make them smile.
Yeah.
I have a friend who knew I was pretty down. Before I went to the States, we had some challenging times. I had a massively fast growth business called Yogi Bear last year. And actually, because everybody's gone out and celebrated seeing friends and family, yoga's had a tough year this year. And every apparel brand that is clothing has turned to selling loungewear and sweatwear.
Yeah.
So I get a card from my friend that says something completely inappropriate that makes me laugh out loud. I've been laughing about it for 4 weeks. It's totally down my street. I can't tell you what she said on the radio, but actually that's my point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more with that. That's brilliant. And actually, you know, you've been touching a lot on the kind of ethos of the products that you've created as well. So you started off by talking about your mum and how she really introduced you to this whole, you know, stop, breathe. And, you know, aromatherapy has been around a long time, hasn't it? And
yes, but it hasn't been portable.
Yeah.
It's been perceived as earthy, crunchy. Mm. It's too oily on the skin in terms of direct hassle of blending and all of that stuff that I don't have time for. So we've pre-blended and you know, we took 4.5 years to make Centered, not because I'm stupid, but because I wanted as perfect a mindful therapy product that was also portable. So it's a hard balm.
Yeah.
They come in mini and bigger sizes, but much more importantly, it's sitting in moringa oil and shea butter. Mm. So equally, I've gone all the way back to source to know that I have sustainable supply, that it comes from the right place. And I'll just demonstrate, because I know you can see this, Natalie, but they're also refillable.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
And, you know, everything about the sustainability piece. Today, it is absolutely hypocritical to produce a product that doesn't have sustainability. And we're about to launch some liquids where, you know, they come in an aluminium bottle. I'm not putting a pump on them, but they're completely plastic free. And we should recycle the pumps, because the pump is plastic and we haven't worked out a completely recyclable way yet.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, the whole waste that we create by not caring about our consumption. So the naturalness of this, with up to 24 essential oil, pure ingredients already pre-blended in, you know, Be Happy, which is grapefruit and lemon myrtle and uplifting and just utterly brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've then got, ironically, that, you know, it just shows you the strength and the intelligence of the blends. I used to think I would not launch our Love Balm, which is actually more of a self-love grounding, brilliant for menopause, patchouli, and it's got the warmth of cedarwood. I wouldn't launch it because I thought it smelled like cat's wee.
Okay.
Right? This is now, I have to say, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We launched it because I lost the argument and my team won the war as usual. Yeah. I love it now because I'm in menopause.
Yeah.
And so I keep, and you know, and that's just the proof that when you don't need it, you won't gravitate towards it. Mm-hmm. So on the day when you want focus, which is rosemary and sage, and you, by the way, there's this little discovery set.
Yeah.
So that's our hero mini tin, and it's under I think it's under $35.
So make a great Christmas gift.
Oh, it's our hero seller, because it introduces you to then go, I really need that one. I really need that one. Yeah. And actually, we're seeing customers evolve to 3 or 4 of the larger sizes, but you won't always want or need all of them.
No, exactly. Yeah,
and but it's the naturalness. It's the, you know, extracting first grade essential oils. It's sourcing a supply chain that works. And the reason we're not organic is because, again, and we were just talking about this before we got on the air, so I'm now going to have my personal rant, right? There are many aromatherapy products out there that simply don't work because it's an unregulated industry, and you can put 0.0000, and I can go on for a very long time, put a one and call it aromatherapy. Mm. So our consumers need to understand the ethics of the brand and the positioning and understanding, is this the real deal and does it work? Which is also why we do discovery size, because we'll prove it works to you. Yeah. We'll prove that you have a change of mindset, and then you'll step up and buy the bigger size. So the ethics and the problem with aromatherapy is it's been much abused by the stupidity of our industry, who also don't regulate words like clean and natural, organic. You know, there are some organic claims going on, and the truth is they're destroying industry because we can't keep up with organic production. Absolutely. So people have to learn, you know, and of course I'm getting on my bandwagon about the lack of regulation.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, we were talking off air, and listeners know I share your belief in this argument. I really do. It frustrates me so deeply that, you know, clean and natural aren't effectively regulated, because it just leaves it open to so much variable interpretation, and it's confusing for consumers, and it's just wrong, because there are brands like yourselves who are doing it right, who really have put an awful lot of research and science behind it, and then there are brands just pluck things out of thin air. I mean, the organic argument, you're quite right, you know, in order to receive a Cosmos regulation, you have to be 10% organic, and that's very little, isn't it, when you think about, you know,
10%, I mean, really. Yeah, it's just nonsense. Yeah. And so I'm not, and that's why I mean, look, I used to make miniatures for hotels.
Yeah.
Shampoo, shower gels. I've manufactured for brands, right? Mm-hmm. And I've built brands because they get brand recognition, because you're in a hotel room, you want to use a bar of soap, that's your lot, right?
Yeah.
But we need more ethics in this industry, and we need to have the virtue of sustainable ingredients, sustainable packaging, and a genuine meaning. So, mm-hmm. you know, even when we make a gift box and we pack it at the moment, I love what we do in the UK. We haven't been able to crack it in America, but it's beautifully packaged in still recyclable paper. Mm. But in the UK, we've managed to work with a tea bag manufacturer.
Brilliant.
And we get given the end of roll tea bag stuff that they can't use on the machinery.
Excellent.
That's our packing material. So where that company was spending thousands of pounds sending for a waste skip, end of aisle tea bag production fabric, which is not smelling, it's not been used with tea yet.
Yeah.
Yes, it's brown. So what? My consumers absolutely love the way we take care to pack our goods, right?
Yeah.
And this is also where, again, you know, you've got a natural well-being audience. They understand the value of time, right? Yeah. Time, the most valuable commodity of all. Let's make it easy for consumers to apply. So, you know, you apply it to your therapy and your pulse points, you can have it portable. It doesn't need fuss, and it doesn't need overpacking. And we need to consider how we refill our products. And we need to take the effort in the naturals to lead society and challenge people around how they behave, because you cannot expect the world to look after you. We have to set an example by looking after ourselves. So that's back to the self-care. And
absolutely. And you know, I'd take that step further and say that actually the beauty industry itself should be looking at itself and saying, let's make this easier for consumers to choose better. You know, if there's more choice, it's getting there, isn't it? But, you know, it takes a while. Well, I'm pretty sure there are people listening in right now who are screaming at the radio saying, where can I find the products? I know you're stocked in the US and the UK. Could you give us an idea of where people can get their hands on the
Lovelorus? Actually, we're also on Amazon in Germany. And, but I mean, we would love people to buy direct, because that's where we make our money, right? Yeah, direct sales. And so the website is Scented, spelt with an S, scented.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, we will package your goods beautifully with lots of loving care. But, you know, if you go to the Scented website, you know, I absolutely suggest you look at the intelligence of the way my team are putting together the brand and you know, we care enormously, and we're starting to work towards, you know, free downloads around the tips and the madness of, you know, literally I had a rubbish day the other day. So I got to the end of the day and I went out and I bought mince pie mixture and short crust pastry And I then put a picture of my scented therapy balm on my mince pies. And I know which I consumed. I did consume both, but I consumed more of one than the other. And I felt a lot better.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect in this natural journey, right? Yeah. But actually, that moment of me making mince pies was my self-therapy for the day.
It's lovely.
And we need, you know, learn to recognize. And so I would say, you know, give yourself a break.
Mm.
We always try and encourage somebody to buy two and give one.
Yeah,
that's what I want to be recognized for. So we do deals around the discount you get because, you know, we want you to just the motion of giving somebody a candle that they can light in the dark months. I mean, I have a candle burning in the kitchen because it makes me feel warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But actually, our candles are therapy candles and they scent a space, a big space, by the way, which many don't. And they're not kind of therapeutic, untherapeutic ingredients and full of rubbish and palm product and so yeah, please buy them at scented.com, but more importantly, also download the sort of guides to, you know, a good night's sleep. Come off your digital at least half an hour, but ideally an hour more. You know, have a routine that resets your ability to sleep. The talk at the Global Wellness about circadian rhythm. Learn, are you a morning bird? You know, an early worm, early bird catches the worm, or are you a night owl? Because you should live your life according to the way we've been born, and we are all different in that. And that's spoken about in the Energize book. And also, you know, work out what kind of work works for you, because truthfully, some people suit night working and they're happier because of it. You know, work out that you can simplify whatever regime you do and make yourself feel better by booking in even a walk to the gate and back.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care where your gate is. It might be a long way away. It might be 10 yards down the road. Just the motion of going out and getting fresh air. If that's all you take away from this conversation, brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Laura, you've been absolutely brilliant. And the amount of advice that people have got in this interview is amazing. I'm pretty sure people will want to listen again because there's little gems in there that are absolutely beautiful. So thank you so much for sharing that with everybody.
And, you're very welcome.
Hopefully we'll speak to you again soon because I'm pretty sure there's quite a lot of topics we can cover together.
Well, I'm working hard to live it and I know you do too.
Yeah, Natalie, absolutely.
But actually we have to remember that all of the listening is pointless unless we actually make a change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'd recommend anyone listening now, just take one of those things that Laura's mentioned and just start there. See how you feel after.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.